Good morning. Today's daf is daf chaf, very, very famous sugya. We'll get to it hopefully later in the learning. The whole topic of zeh neneh v'zeh lo chaser. One person is getting a benefit without permission, and the person he's getting the benefit from doesn't lose anything. So does he have to pay for the benefit that he gets? Or is he exempt from paying because the other guy's not losing anyway? But before we get to that, the Gemara continues its discussions of the different damagers. We learned in the first chapter a little bit about the damager of an ox that gores, or really any animal that intentionally damages. We've been learning till now about an ox that steps on something, which really means an animal that in its normal, routine, expected behavior causes damage. Got into a whole discussion of an animal that steps on a pebble, 19b. A pebble that flies out and damages. And now today's Mishnah gets into the discussion of the damager of tooth, of eating things. We'll start again with the Mishnah here on 19b. Ketzer Hashein Mu'edes. How is tooth a Mu'ad? Lechol Asaroila. It's completely expected to eat the things that it likes eating. So therefore, our bohema, a domesticated animal, mu'edes lechol peiros v'irakos. It's expected to eat fruits and vegetables. If it eats them, the owner would have to pay full damage. What happens if it ate something it's not expected to eat? Ach luxus o kelim. If it ate clothing or utensils, then Mishalim Chatzin Ezek. That's already Mishuna, that's unusual, so it only pay half damage. That's true. When an animal's eating has to pay in the domain of the one damaged. But if an animal eats in the public domain, part to the owner of the animal is exempt. However, even though he's exempt, if it got benefit, he has to pay for the benefit. What would be a way to understand this, or what's the example of this law? If the animal ate things in the street, that's a public domain. It only pays for the benefit that it got. In other words, the owner didn't have to go spend money on animal food. However, if it ate from the sides of the street, then already that's not in the public street. It pays the full amount that it damaged. No, the benefit is the saving to the owners. We're going to see in the Gemara there's going to be two opinions. Not necessarily. That's right. That's right, right. So the animal would have been okay with hay, right? Because we're talking about the animal benefit, either hay or either the cheaper price of barley. If it ate from the doorway of the store, then the owner only pays the benefit that it got. If it ate from inside of the store, he has to pay the damage, the produce that was consumed. That was the Mishnah. Tan Rabbanu, we looked in a Braisa. Hashem mu'edes lechol es haroi la. Tooth, namely an animal eating, is a mu'ad and it pays full damage. When it eats the things that you expect it to eat, what's that? Ketzad, for example. Behemah shenichnas alachatzar anizik. If my ox enters into Izzy's courtyard, v'ach lochlan ruyinlan, it eats the apples that are sitting around near the pool, v'shatam mashkan ruyinlan, it drinks the things that you expect it to drink, I need to pay full damage. The truth is even with a wild animal. If it entered into the courtyard of the one damaged, the tarfa behem, when it savaged a domesticated animal, my pet tiger went in and it killed Izzy's dog. Then then it ate the meat of Izzy's dog. I need to pay the full damage. Because that's normal. That's expected. If a cow eats barley, a donkey that eats karshinim are grits, I believe. That's the food that's normal for a donkey to eat. It's actually normal for a cow to eat. Kelev shlikis hashemen, a dog that licks up oil. Chazir shachal chaticha shel basar, a pig that eats a piece of meat. They pay full damage. In other words, even though these are not normally the foods of the cow, the donkey, the dog, and the pig, this is food. When they don't have any other food available and they're hungry, they eat it. So it's considered their normal eating. Rav Papa said, Hashadamrit, now that you've taught, things that aren't normally this what this animal eats. But it does eat it when it doesn't have a choice, when it's under pressure and it's hungry. So Shmei Achilan, that's considered eating. So Hai Shunra Dachla Tamri, if you have a cat that eats dates, or Chamra Dachl Benisa, if you have a donkey eating a fish, Meshal Mezek Shalom, they should also pay full damage. It's edible food. They're hungry, they eat it.
What does it matter, the motivation? If shouldn't a person keep his possessions out of someone else's
Correct. Property? That's right.
So I'm saying, even if he goes in and even if he does something Meshunah or whatever.
No, that's only the view of Rabbi Tarfon, that Meshunah pays full damage in the domain of the one damage.
That's a strange concept. A person should be obligated to watch
this. That's true. But Meshunah, the unusual stuff, apparently, according to the Chachamim, only pays half damage. It's unusual. You don't expect it. It's a fine that you should pay for it. It's not intuitive. Not problem. Nizak. Yes, in the domain of the one damaged. Correct. If you're walking with your cow in the street and it eats things in the street, you don't have to pay. Now a story. What's considered normal eating? Hahu chamro, there was a donkey. Da'achal nama, it ate bread. Upalse l'sala, and it chewed through the basket. So chivei Rabbi Yehuda l'shalim nezek shalim anahama. So Rabbi Yehuda said, well, what's normal for a donkey to eat? Bread. So for the bread, it pays full damage. Asala, the basket, is unusual. So he said, that should be chatzi nezek, only half damage. So Gemara says, why? V'amai, Rabbi Yehuda, why? Okay, with the urchel meichel nama. When it's normal to eat the bread, it's normal to chew through too. Urchel nama l'pluse sala. It's normal to eat the basket. So Gemara says, the case was, the achla, it ate the bread, then it left. V'hadar palas, it came back to go after the basket. So that's already unusual. So Gemara says, really, upas urchehu, it's normal for a donkey to eat bread. Or minu, but we learned, achla pasu basar v'tavshil, if an animal eats bread or meat or something cooked, meshalim chatzin nezek, it only pays half damage. My love of behemoth, doesn't that mean a domesticated animal like a donkey? No, that's referring to a chaya, a wild animal like a tiger. Chaya, wild animal, basar urchehu. It's normal for it to eat meat. What do you mean that if it eats meat, it only pays half damage? Dematri, we're talking about roasted meat. Yeah, wild animals eat meat, but they don't eat, you know, grilled meat. Iba is same, alternatively, we're talking about Bitavi, we're talking about a deer. A deer doesn't eat meat. Iba is same, alone with Behema, really, we were talking about a domesticated animal. So why is it paying half damage? Ubiptora, it went up on the table and it took the meat off the table. So to take the meat off the table, that's something unusual that it only pays half damage. Some more stories about animals and eating. Hahu barcha, there was this goat. The chaza lifta puma de dana. It saw some vegetables on the top of a barrel. Sarich, it started climbing up the barrel. Salik, it got to the top. Ach lifta, it ate the vegetables, but tavri the dana, and it broke the barrel. Chive rava lifta ve'adana nezek shalim. Rava said she has to pay, the owner has to pay full damages, both for the vegetables and for the broken barrel. My time a why came into Urchel Meichel if the Rafa was teaching you, since it's normal for a goat when it sees vegetables to go after the vegetables, since the vegetables were on top of the barrel, Urchel is Ruchel Mislak, it was normal for the goat to climb the barrel and get to the top and break it. It's normal. Amar Ilfa taught us, Behemo Mirshus Harabim. What happens if you have an animal in the public domain? Upashta Tzavara, you're walking your donkey. It stretches out its neck, and it eats stuff that's on the back of Gavriel's donkey. So is that considered the public domain or the private domain? It's all in the public domain, but the food was on the back of his donkey. His donkey is his property. It's his chatzer. The food is in his chatzer. So, chayeves, here she has to pay. My time, why? Gabi chaverta to the back of its friend. Kechatzer anizak dami. That's already the courtyard of the one damaged. I'll bring you a proof. We learned a guy who has a bag, a box on his back. He has a knapsack on his back. And the animal stretches out its neck and eats the lunch out of the knapsack. The owner of the animal is obligated. So you see, presumably why? It's in a public domain. Animals that eat in a public domain are exempt. Why is it obligated? Because apparently, since it's on the back of a person, it's already in his courtyard, and it's eating out of his courtyard. So maybe not. That maybe it's not a proof. Maybe that case is Kedama Rava. There, the animal's obligated to, like what Rava said, the kofetz, that's where the animal's jumping and eating from his back. So since he's jumping, it's already unusual, and it's Karen, and Karen is obligated in the public domain. Hanami bekofetz is the same way Rava said, talking about an animal jumping. Here, it's talking about an animal jumping. Hey, Chiyatma de Rava, when did Rava say that the case was an animal jumping? Aha, Dam Rav Oshia. The following, he said it on the lesson of Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia taught, Behemah Birshas Arabim, a domesticated animal in the public domain. Ho, Chava Achla, if she's walking and eating, Tura, you're exempt. Amdav Yachla, if she's standing still and eating, you are Chayavis. You have to pay for the damage that she did when she was eating. Where does that understand? Maishna Holchado or Chehu, why? If it's walking and eating, would you say it's normal, so you don't have to pay for it? Amdanami, if it's standing still in the public domain and eating, also Urchehu, it's normal for the animal to eat, you shouldn't have to pay. Rava said, no, it doesn't, not really standing. It means not walking, it means jumping. Kofetzes, if the animal's jumping in the public domain and eating, then you have to pay, because it's unusual. If it's unusual, it's already Karen, and you need to pay. It's not Shane, it's not Tooth. But Reb Zeir asked the following question. Ms. Galgil Mahu, what happens if the animal rolls the produce? We know that the animal that eats produce in the public domain, it's exempt. If it eats produce in the private domain, it's obligated. What happens if it rolls the produce from one place to the next? Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Kigon de Kaima, Amir Birshus HaYachid. You have a bundle of hay in the private domain, the kamiskagavasi, but the animal rolls it from the private domain into the public domain, and eats it in the public domain. So do we look at where the animal ate it, then it would be exempt, or where it started to get to it in the private domain, and therefore it's obligated? My, what's the halacha? Tashma, come in here, the Tani Reb Chiya taught us in a brisa. Masu, if there was a package, Miktsaso bifnim, part of the package was inside the private domain. Umiktsaso bachutz, but part of it was outside the private domain in the public domain. Achla bifnim chayavis, if she ate it inside, she has to pay. Achla bachutz, if she ate it outside, ptura, she's exempt. So my love, miskalgal v'asi, aren't we talking about something which is being rolled out? So it depends where it eats it. Oh, no, that's not the way to read it. Ema, it means like this. Achla, if she ate it, al masha bifnim chayavis, that which was inside, she's obligated for. Al masha b'chutz p'tura. What is outside, she's exempt. And we look at when, at where it picked it up from.
The animal now a
ganif
and has played four times.
The animal's a thief, yeah. Well, generally we can tell you, it depends on where it ate it. I see, so you see, if it depends on where it ate it, you see that if it rolls it into the street, then it would be exempt. No, he came Reb Chiya. When did Reb Chiya say it depends on where it eats it? Bipsila daspasa, with a package of long shoots. So since it's long shoots of, you know, freshly cut vegetation, so therefore, if it ate it in one area, the whole thing is in that area, because it's all one big piece. You pull it here, the whole thing gets followed where you eat it. But if you have hay that you're rolling from one area to the next, so then we don't say it's all connected, and maybe we're not sure. Maybe you go where it started the rolling from, or maybe you follow where the eating actually took place. The Mishnah said, achlaksus, if an animal ate clothing or utensils, then you pay half damage. Aha, he asks the Gemara. Which case do we have the exemption that's further on in the Mishnah about eating in the public domain? I'm a Rav. Rav said, akul, even if it's eating clothing, if it eats it in the public domain, you're exempt. My time, why? Call him a shanu va'achav eshina bo pater. The person had no right to put his clothing in the public domain. So we have a rule that anytime the damaged did something unusual, if someone damages him, that person's exempt because the damage should never have done the unusual thing himself. Shmuel said, no, lo shanu l'peres v'yirakos. If the animal ate fruits and vegetables in the public domain, it's exempt. But if it ate clothing or utensils, that's Meshunah, that's Karen, and then he is obligated. V'chein amr Rish Lakish akulu. Rish Lakish said if the animal ate clothing in the public domain, the owner doesn't have to pay because the owner of the clothing should never have put it in the public domain. V'az de Rish Lakish v'tameh, that's something consistent with something else Rish Lakish said. Tam Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said, shtei paras b'shus harab, if you have two cows in the public domain, achas revutza, but one decided to sit down on the street, v'achas ma'alechas, and the other one is still walking. But if the walking one kicks the one sitting, she's exempt because the sitting one should never have sat down. If the sitting one kicks the one walking, the sitting one is obligated because it's doing something which it has no right to do. Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo shanu ela peres v'yirakos. The law that if you're eating in the public domain, you're exempt is only fruits and vegetables that are normal to eat. But if the animal ate clothing or utensils, it's mishun and you'd have to pay. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rish Lakish's law in the case of the two cows. The Gemara says, not necessarily. Maybe he agrees with Rish Lakish in the case of the two cows. Aye, so then why is he obligating the owner of the cow who eats clothing in the public domain? We should say that the owner of the clothing should never have put it in the public domain. He thinks the following. People have a right to put clothing down in the public domain because people can take off what the clothing or the package that they're carrying just to catch their breath, to recover, and they put it down for a moment and then they'll put it back on. But for an animal to sit down in the public domain, that's never expected or entitled, and therefore there would be kolamashano v'achavishina ba'pat.
Rabbi, what kind of animal they eat garments and utensils?
That's the point. It's not normal for animals to do that. No animals do this.
But
we're saying, but the guy should never
put it there.
No, because the guy had no right to put it there.
Just damages with no.
He had no right to put the garments in there.
The guy was instigator, you know, to.
He does something unusual, so it's his fault. He damaged himself. What is he doing? Putting things down on the street.
This is just an example. All right.
Then the Mishnah said, even though when an animal eats in the public domain, the owner is exempt. He's exempt for paying for what it ate, but he still needs to pay for the benefit that he got. So, Fred asked, what's the difference if he's paying for the benefit? He's paying for what he ate. So the Gemara will explain, Vekama, how much is payment for the benefit? Rabbama, Dumei Amir, you just pay for hay. Because that's the benefit. He would have fed his animal with hay. He wouldn't have used caviar. He doesn't have to pay for the caviar that the animal ate. He has to pay. Barley. Say barley is more expensive. He would have paid hay.
Full price.
He only pays hay. Rava Amarava said to me, Sorim Bezol. He ate barley, so he pays what the cheap price of barley might be. If there was an oversupply of barley, they would be selling barley for 2/3 of the price. So he pays 2/3 of the barley, not the full price of the barley. Tanya Kavase de Rabba. What's that?
He pays whatever the market price.
No, the cheaper price. Not what the real amount is. The real amount is already the damage. No, it's in the public domain.
He just pays whatever the cost of the meal would have been.
No, we say it ate barley. It's a better meal. It got a better meal. It got barley.
Okay, so he
would have gotten away. He wouldn't have planned. So he would have bought barley if barley is cheap. So if barley is cheap, he would have bought it. So what's barley being cheap? 2/3 of the price. Tanya Kavase de Rabba. We have a brisa like Rabba that he only pays hay. Tanya Kavase de Rabba. He pays 2/3 of the barley. Tanya Kavase de Rabba. We have a brisa like Rabba. Rav Shimon Yochai Omer Mishal Emeselot Demei Omer Bulvat. Rav Shimon Yochai says the animal only pays the price of hay because that would have fed the animal. Tanya Kavase de Rabba. Menanis Mishal Emes Mishal Menanis. If she got benefit, she has to pay for the benefit. Kate said, what does that mean? Achla Kavu Kabayim. If she ate a kav or two kavim of barley, ain't Omer Tisham Demim. We don't say she has to pay the value of the kav or the two kav. Elo Omer Kam Adam Rotsa Lahachil Behem Todav Aroyla Avapish Eino Ragil. We say, how much would a person be willing to pay for giving his animal, you know, something which is really great, even though he doesn't usually spend on such luxuries? But therefore, if she would have eaten wheat or something which is actually harmful for her, then he would be exempt because he never would have paid for that at all. Now we get the very exciting discussion. You know, this comes up when you go to a ball game. You bought tickets on the No, not the bleachers, because the bleachers you can't go from part to part. But you bought in the Madison Square Garden. The nosebleed, right? The nosebleeds. You bought in the blue seats.
Years ago it was blue.
The blue seats are all the way on top, and the red seats are all the way on the bottom. So you bought $10 tickets in the blue seats. You wait till the third period when your team is way behind and all the fans leave. You say, okay, now there's seats down below. I'm going to go sit down below. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to go move your seat down below? It's not what you paid for. On the other hand, but the owner of the stadium's not going to sell those seats anymore. So you zen then, and you would benefit by going down to those seats, but Vizelo Chasser, the owner of the stadium's not losing out. So are you allowed to do such a thing? Are you allowed to get that benefit? So that's a very important discussion. All right, says the Gemara. Depends if the guard's looking. You weren't with us last night, close by. We had a question about amazing discussions. What was this great discussion? I'm going to say like this. This was the discussion. Someone who moves into a courtyard of his friend without informing the friend. Does he have to pay the friend the rent or not? One second. What's the case? If it's a courtyard that the friend is not planning to rent out and he won't rent it out, the and a guy who's not looking to rent anything, and he probably, you know, if he can't find a place where to sleep, he'll go sleep in the shul. He's a rough guy, you know, he doesn't mind. He's not going to spend money on renting. So Zelo Nana, the guy who slept in the courtyard, didn't get benefit. He didn't save any money. He wasn't going to spend money anyway. The Zelo Chasser, and the guy who has the courtyard, didn't lose anything because he wasn't going to rent it out to anybody else. Ella, rather, Bechatzah the Kaim Agra. We're talking about a courtyard that a guy is planning to rent out. V'gavra David LeMegar, and a man who without this courtyard would have to go spend money on a hotel. I don't understand. Zenana, the guy who's in the courtyard is getting a benefit. V'zechaster, the other guy's losing out. He can't rent out his courtyard. So, of course, he should pay. So, Lo Tzricha, what's the whole discussion? Bechatzah Lo Kaim Agra. It's a courtyard that's not going to be rented out. It's the lower seats that are no longer going to be sold because it's already the third period. And the guys who bought it already left. The Gavra David LeMegar. But this guy is willing to spend money on these things. He would spend money on that. So, Mai, what would you say? Matzi Amaladi, can he say, Mai Chsatich, I didn't cause you any loss, so why should I pay you? Odomer, maybe Matzi Amarle, the owner of the courtyard, can tell him, Ha'is Hanis, you saved money. If not for my courtyard, you would have been in the hotel. The fact that you were in my courtyard without my permission saved you some money. You got benefit. You need to pay for the benefit. Just like an animal that eats in the public domain, the owner has to pay for the benefit. You need to pay for the benefit. Amar Leisi said, Mastisin, it's a Mishnah. Hi, Mastisin, what's the Mishnah? Amar Leisi said to him, listen, L'chita Shamishli. Once you serve me, I'll tell you what the Mishnah is. So Shakal Sudre, he took off his kerchief, Karachle, and he folded it up for him. All right, so he did some service for him. Amar Leis, he said, I'll tell you what the Mishnah is. Our Mishnah, Im Nehenis, if the animal benefits, Neshalemis, Masha Nehenis, the owner of the animal has to pay the owner of the barley the benefit. So you mean if you save money, you need to pay for the money that you saved. So a guy who saved the expense of going to a hotel has to pay the owner of the courtyard for that savings. Amar Rava said, Kama lo choliv lo margish gavra de maresiye. It's unbelievable. A person doesn't even tremble. He doesn't even feel anything when God is helping somebody else out. What proof? In our mission, there's damage. The barley's gone. It's zen nene v'zeh chaser. The animal benefited and the owner of the barley lost. If somebody sleeps in my courtyard, I don't lose anything. The courtyard's the same courtyard. It's a whole different discussion. Our discussion is zen nene v'zeh lo chaser. One benefits and the other one has no loss. But our Mishnah is not a proof. Our Mishnah is one benefits and somebody else loses. Even though it's not comparable to the Mishnah, he accepted this proof. Our Mishnah is one guy benefiting, the animal that ate the barley, and the owner of the barley loses his barley. Hi, the question was, one guy benefits, the guy who doesn't have to pay for the rent in the hotel benefits, because now he slept in a courtyard without spending money. But the owner of the courtyard doesn't lose anything because he wasn't going to rent out his courtyard anyway. What's the comparison? Rami Bar Chama must have thought, Stam Peres Pershus HaRabim Afkurei Mafkelu. If an animal eats barley in the street, what's barley doing in the street? The guy who left the barley in the street must have given up on the barley. He must have been mafkirit, so it's Zenen Evezel Lo Chaser. And even so, The Mishnah, he thought, was saying you should pay, even though the barley is hefka. Still pay.
I thought it was in his courtyard when he's chayev, when the animal enjoys it.
No, in the street it's chayev. In the courtyard you have to pay full damage.
In the street, if an animal...
If an animal eats barley in the street... No. Barley in the street. If the animal eats barley in the street, it's exempt for the barley, but it's obligated for the benefit that it got. Saving it from having to feed it. So now we have this discussion, famous discussion, Zenenev, Zelo Chaser, is there an obligation or not? Now we went to the Mishnah in Bava Basra, Hamakach Chaver Mishalosh Ruchosav. If I have a field in the middle and my friend has fields on three sides of my field, the God there is a Rishonav, Eseshniyav, Eseshlishis, and my friend put walls between his three fields and my field, so now my field is really surrounded with walls on three sides because he put walls around his fields. So I don't need to pay because at the bottom line I'm not benefiting because the fourth side is still open and wild animals can still come into my field. Haravius, that implies that if my friend had fields on the four sides around me and he put up walls on all four sides, so I need to pay my friend for the cost of the walls partially. I need to be a participant. Shmamina, you see what? Zenen, I benefit. Zelo chaser, he's not losing, he's putting up the walls anyway. Chayev, I need to pay. I said, no, shiny awesome. There it's different. Amarle, he can tell me, at Karamtali, a kefa yaseira, the fact that your field is in the middle made me have to make more fence. If your field would have been in the middle, I would have made lesser fence. So you're causing me a loss. So since you're causing me a loss, you need to pay for the benefit. Tashma, come in here, proof I'm a Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, in the case where I have a field in the middle, and he surrounds me with three walls, because he has three fields around me, Imam Anika Fagadar Saravias, Rabbi Yossi says that if I put a wall on the fourth side, that's a proof that I like the walls, and I need to participate in the expense of the other three walls too. Time of the Gadar Nidav. That sounds like when do I need to pay if I actively show that I like these walls, and I put up a wall on the fourth side? Hamakif, but if the guy who has three walls around me now puts up a fourth wall, Patra, I'm exempt. Why? Because then Nenev is Elo Chaser. I'm benefiting, but he's not losing anything. He's doing it for himself. Shlamina Zen Nenev is Elo Chaser Patra. So I said, no, Shani Yasim, there maybe it's different according to Yabyosi, to Amarle, because I can tell him, Lididi Sagili Benit Tira Barzuza. You're putting up walls. I wouldn't want walls. I'm getting a benefit. Yeah, I could get away with that benefit with just a bunch of thorns. I could put up a bunch of sticks and some thorns, and that's fine enough for me. You put up, the Israeli border wall between Israel and Ramallah. So, I mean, you spent $100 million on a wall. I would have spent, a couple, 25 cents. So I don't owe you anything because that's not really a benefit what you did. Tashma, come in here, proof this question. If one person benefits but the other person doesn't lose, does the benefiter have to pay? We learned, come in here, proof. Habayis v'aliyah shel shnayim. If you have a ground floor apartment and a second floor apartment, they belong to two different people. Reuven owns the downstairs, Shimon owns the upstairs. Shenaflu and the whole building fell down. Amar bala aliyah l'bal habayis. Shimon, who owns the second floor apartment, tells the guy who owns the first floor apartment, Livnos, let's go rebuild it. Wait a note, wrote said, Reuven doesn't want to spend money to rebuild. So the one who owns the second floor apartment can rebuild the bottom floor and the top floor, and he can live in the bottom floor at Yitin Lo Yitzi Yosef until the owner of the bottom floor pays him for the expenses. Yitzi Yosef with the Machayev Le Balabayas. That means that the owner of the bottom floor has to pay him for the expensive. Haskara Lo. But he doesn't get the rent. Shmamin, so you see why. Zenana, even though Shimon really doesn't own the bottom floor, he only owns the top floor. And he's benefiting by living in the bottom floor, but Vizelo Chaser, but Reuven's not losing out, because Reuven wasn't going to build it anyway. So you see that Patri doesn't have to pay. So the question says, no, shiny awesome. There it's different, because we're talking about a bottom floor and a top floor. A bottom floor, Beisal Aliyah Mishtabin. The bottom floor was supporting the top floor. It is obligated to the top floor. It owes something to the top floor. So therefore here, when the bottom floor didn't want to rebuild his bottom floor, the guy from the top floor can live in it. Because it's always been obligated to the top floor, because it was supporting the top floor. But generally, maybe not. So Hashem, I'm coming here, a proof about this question. If one person benefits it, and the other person has no loss. Coming here, a proof. We learned Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Avzeh, even this case of a guy living on the bottom floor, the owner of the top floor is living in the bottom floor that he built. Hadar b'chatzah chaver shlomi daito. He's a case of somebody living in the courtyard of his friend without telling him. Tzarech la'alos lo sachar. He has to pay him the rent. So shmamina. So you see that according to Yehuda, at least zeh nehneh v'zeh lo chaser. One person benefits and the other person loses. And the other person's not losing because he wouldn't have built that bottom floor. Chayiv, still the one who benefited have to pay. So I said, no, shiny us, and there it's different. It's new construction. And since it's new construction, mishum shachurisa dashyasa, by living in the bottom floor, I'm blackening the walls. By blackening the walls, I'm ruining what he has a little bit. So he is getting a loss, and once he's getting a loss, I need to pay because it's my benefiting, but he is losing. Shalchu beravami. They asked the question. They asked this question to Rav Ami. One guy benefits, the other guy doesn't lose. Does the benefiter have to pay? Amri said, what did he do to him? Machas, or what loss did he cause him? Mahizika, what damage did he cause him? Of course, he doesn't have to pay. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar, Nisyashi Badavar, let's think about it. Other Shalchua Kamed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Then they sent it to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Amri said, Kuli I Shalchli Vazli. You keep sending me the question again and again. Ilu Ashkacha B'Tami, if I would have figured out the answer, Lo Shalachnu Lu, you don't think I would have responded? I told you last time, I have to think about it. I'm not so sure. I have to think about it. Itmar, we learned. Rav Kahanam, Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Kahanam said to him, Rabbi Yochanan, one guy benefiting, but the other guy's not losing. Eidon tzarech la'alos lo sachar. The benefiter does not have to pay. Rav Avoham, Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Avoham said to him, Rabbi Yochanan, tzarech la'alos lo sachar. The benefiter does have to pay. Rav Papa said, Hadar Rav Avoham, la'befeirish itmar. Rav Avoham's quote in the name of Rabbi Yochanan wasn't explicit. Ela michlala itmar, but we derived it based on the inference of a conversation. That's not what we learned in a Mishnah. In Me'ilah. Not tell Evan O'Korish O'Hektish if the accountant of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gizbar, took a stone or a beam that belongs to Hektish. Harez Elomal, it's not Me'ilah, because he's allowed to use those things. He's allowed to handle those things, I should say. Not to use them for himself, but to handle them. But no, L'soch Beisah, but if he built it into his house, Harez Elomal, he still hasn't done Me'ilah. Achi other Tachtei Hashav Pruta, until he gets benefit of a Pruta worth of living underneath it. Amar Shmuel said, "We're talking about a case where he put it on a hole in the roof. V'yasev, and he sat underneath it, and he sat underneath it. V'yasev, Rav, Peter on top of the roof. V'yasev, Rav Abba, Rav Avo, coming to Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Avo was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Kamri said, 'Mishmei Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel, Zosameres.' This seems to say, 'Adar b'chatzar chaver shlomi daito, tzarech la'alos lo sachar.' If somebody's living in the courtyard of his friend without informing him, he needs to pay for it because here the gizbar is using hektesh and he's not telling hektesh. The shatik and Rabbi Yochanan was quiet. So he was sovereign me to shatik modula. You see that he is agreeing to me, the lohi, but it's not true. It's a complete misinterpretation. Ashguche lo ashguche. He was not paying attention to him. Kid the rabba as rabba's point. Amar rabba said." Hektesh alomi das. If a person is getting benefit from the temple trust, even without talking to the temple trust, it's kehejot midas dummy. Hektesh, God always knows about things. So that's not, I'm living in my friend's courtyard without telling him. I'm living in my friend's courtyard with my friend knowing about it and him saying, don't you do it. If he says, don't you do it, then of course I have to pay for what I did.